This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. We are more than halfway through the legislative session, and the bills are starting to move more quickly on their way to the finish line next Thursday. Here to give us some insight is Gwyneth Doland, who is covering state government for the People, Power, and Democracy Project. Thanks for being here, Gwyneth.
Glad to be with you.
So there's a new poll that shows business leaders are pretty gung-ho about government reform. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, Michael Rocca, a UNM political science professor, he spent a year doing research with some grad students, and they found that New Mexico has a system he called crony capitalism. We've talked a little bit about this before.
Yeah, and it means that basically in New Mexico, it's pretty easy for just about anyone to go to Santa Fe and ask for a tax break or some kind of special treatment for your project or your industry or your special interest group, right?
Yeah, that's how it works. So the group that paid for that research, which was released last week, also conducted the poll we mentioned in the story I did earlier. We mentioned some of the interesting things, but there's a lot more in the poll that I think is worth talking about.
Well, tell us, like what?
Like the fact that business leaders are less happy than they were a year ago. These are high-profile ethical problems. Diana Duran, who just served 30 days in jail, and Senator Phil Griego, who resigned in a cloud of scandal. You know, the problems we've been having with campaign finance reports that have so many errors and omissions in them. All of this seems to have had an effect on the perception of what it's like to do business in our state. That's why 91% of the business leaders surveyed, there were 250 of them in New Mexico, which is a pretty big number, they say ethical behavior of elected officials is a pretty serious issue, 91%. And the number of business leaders who think New Mexico is on the wrong track, it's nearly half of them, 43%. Last year, it was closer to a third.
Well, how does this train wreck actually look like, though?
Well, on paper, it looks like the majority of business leaders saying that campaign donations and lobbying has a bigger impact on elected officials than voters do.
Yeah, but aren't business groups the exact people out there who are giving big campaign contributions and paying lobbyists?
Well, that's all right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a pretty good point, right? In some cases, yes. The poll shows that they believe they are being squeezed for donations. They believe that giving money makes it easier to get meetings with elected officials. And they think a lot of government contracts are actually given out on the basis of political influence rather than on, you know, who's going to do the best job with the contract. Perhaps more importantly, you know, as a group, I think it looks like they feel they shouldn't have to spend money and pay lobbyists to get lawmakers to enact policies that help grow the economy and grow jobs and educate great workers.
So what is it that they actually want to see?
Well, they want campaign finance reform and transparency about lobbying. That, you know, they want people to be able to see how much money is going from who to whom. The poll says business leaders want to keep the revolving door shut. They want to keep lawmakers from turning around and becoming lobbyists the day after they retire. They want lobbyists to list what bills and issues they're working on. You can see this would be, you know, pretty good for the competition. Oh, what are they up to? They also want an independent ethics commission. They want tax reform exemptions. They want to reform those exemptions and make sure that they're working and they're fair. And they want to make sure there aren't too many no-bid contracts given away based on political connections.
That's Gwyneth Doland for the People, Power, and Democracy Project. Hey, thanks, Gwyneth.
Thank you, Chris. You know, we'll be talking more about this, the connection between money and politics, at the event I'm hosting tomorrow night at 5:30 in the ballroom at Rio Chama. You don't have to buy a steak. It's just an event. You don't have to have dinner. You can RSVP at KUNM.org.
People, Power, and Democracy is a collaborative media project between KUNM, New Mexico In-Depth, New Mexico Newsport, and New Mexico PBS that explores the influence of money in New Mexico politics. Check out our website for more, including the call-in show from last week, which featured a detailed conversation with Professor Rocca. You can stream it, you can download it, podcast it. It's all right there at KUNM.org.